Like it or not, the Internet of Things is here and it's shaping the way we live. Everyday objects like our thermostats, doorbells, and refrigerators are connected to the internet. But one problem with the Internet of Things, or IoT as it's called, is that a lot of these devices don't talk to each other, and they can be really expensive. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports on one way Carnegie Mellon University researchers are trying to make the IoT more accessible and convenient.
John Essie and his wife Adrian, along with their daughter Aurelia,
Ollie,
and their labradoodle Oswald, recently moved from Dormont to Allison Park to be closer to family. Essie says his excessive, his word, collection of sensors in his Dormont home was both a selling point and a drawback for potential buyers.
They were impressed, and it was nice, I think, for someone that was tech-minded, but some people were, you know, still kind of put off as far as, like, why all these sensors were in your house, do you have cameras, you know, what's the purpose of these things?
Essie is an engineer at Uber and an early adopter of the Internet of Things. His house knows when he or Adrian pulls onto their street because of little digital fobs they have on their keychains.
Doors unlock. Kind of sets the mood for the rest of the house, too. Turns on lights, sets the thermostat accordingly.
He can control his lights with his Amazon Echo or an array of touchpad sensors he's installed throughout the home. While Essie's setup might sound a little like science fiction, it's a prototype of the future we're heading toward over the next century as the IoT becomes more ingrained in our daily lives.
There's two ways where people achieve the Internet of Things. Especially if they want to turn like an environment to like a smart environment.
That's Gerard Laput, a PhD student at CMU's Human-Computer Interaction Institute. He says one way is to buy a bunch of smart appliances and devices. The other way is to get sensors and put them on everything you want to monitor.
But then those get really, you know, unwieldy, and you've got all these things sticking around and they look ugly and socially obtrusive.
So Laput and his team wanted to see if they could build one sensor that could monitor a whole range of activity in a room. And they did. It doesn't look like much, just a little 2-inch square circuit board that plugs into the wall. The board senses about a dozen different facets of its environment, vibration, sounds, light color, and so on. The sensor communicates wirelessly with a computer, which interprets everything the sensor picks up.
So for example, this is a blender. If I turn this blender on, you could look at the vibrations here. That's very pertinent to this blender. And then we can detect that your blender is running, right? And I can turn this light on, and you'll notice that the illumination goes up and then the light color changes. And that's how we can detect that the light is on.
Laput imagines both domestic and commercial applications for such a sensor. It could tell you that you left your stove on or that you're almost out of paper towels in the bathroom at the restaurant you own. Kevin Ashton, who literally invented the term the Internet of Things, says these are the kinds of problems that don't make sense to solve using IoT components until these components become really cheap.
I think what's inevitable is a proliferation of low-cost ubiquitous sensors that computers in the cloud, you know, off on the internet somewhere, analyze and provide value from.
And he says he's not at all surprised that the pioneering research to develop such a sensor is happening at CMU.
You know, I think when we talk about the future of the Internet of Things, Pittsburgh has a big part to play in it.
Laput's sensor isn't perfect yet. A computer still has to be taught what your blender sounds like, what the heat from your stove feels like, and that's still a lot of effort for people, and it requires some level of technical expertise.
And if you need to be an engineer at Uber, for example, to make it work, then it's obviously going to see limited adoption.
But making a consumer-ready sensor is not the immediate purpose of Laput's team's research. The point is to show that this kind of sensing can be done. Laput says the next step will be to partner with industry to take this sensor to the next level. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.